Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's our CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund, which has been an amazing success, especially for people stepping up and helping out with so many great causes and great ideas, like Allison Robinson of St. Mary's, who came up with her Algonquin Park calendar, which is still available. There are just a few calendars left, and it's not too late to pick up a calendar and make a donation. And Allison joins us in studio. Allison, good to see you.
Good morning, Jamie. It's good to see you.
Allison, congratulations on the calendar. I just picked one up and they look great. The photos are just stunning in this calendar.
Thank you.
I was curious in terms of, we've chatted earlier about what the calendars are all about. It's your trips to Algonquin Park. What is the, what's your favorite animal to photograph?
Well, there's many. Of course, I like them all, but the moose, especially a big bull with a real nice big rack on it.
And you were successful in that for this?
Yes.
Because sometimes with these animals, you have favorite animals, but then they're hard to find. They're hard to spot.
Exactly.
Or they don't cooperate. They don't pose properly or something.
No, they don't. No, they don't stop and go, oh, I'm over here. How's this? But on Thanksgiving weekend, I was up and this beautiful, it's the biggest bull I have seen up there ever. His shoulder must have been 6 foot high and enormous rack. It was just gorgeous. And I was lucky enough to spend 3 or 4 hours with him and get some nice shots.
Yeah. And what's it like photographing these animals? Do you really have to sort of stake out? You know, are you there for hours on end with the hopes of finding something? Or how does that work? Do you have a plan when you head out with something like that?
Yeah, there are areas that I know that I can get down into or go back and hopefully, you know, have seen animals back in there before. Or, you know, you meet people up there, some great people. I've made some great friends up there. And we get each other's phone numbers, and then we text, actually, too, to say, okay, over here, I just saw, and thank you so much, and away you go. Or if I see something, I'll text them and say, guess what, I just found over here. So anyway, it helps to have another pair of eyes around.
Wow, and these are all animals that you've spotted at Algonquin Park. That's
yes.
In the calendar.
That's right, exactly. Yeah.
And what's the variety of the other animals? We've talked about moose, and I'm sure there's an owl or two.
A barred owl. I have found a barred owl before. The pine marten, which are, they're as cute as a button, but are very vicious. Bears, I got to see.
The pine martens are vicious, but the bears, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Now, how close do you get to the bears? My gosh, this is.
Well, I have a very great zoom on my camera. So, you know, you know, if you're savvy and smart that way, you keep your distance and be able to zoom in and get some shots without disturbing the animal, of course. Or endangering yourself. You know.
Exactly, because you have to have safety concerns with regards to that, because
exactly.
This is up in the North Country.
That's right, yeah.
Algonquin Park. How much do you love Algonquin Park? Obviously, you've come up with these calendars before, but what is Algonquin Park for you?
It is my place where I can go and rejuvenate my soul. It's peaceful. It just gives me, I love nature and I love being in with it and mainly staying away from as many people as I can.
Just time to yourself with your camera and snapping some great shots for this calendar. What's been the response like? You've only got a few left. Have you heard from folks that have picked up the calendar and responded?
Absolutely. Actually, before I even told people I had them ordered, I had people that bought them last year that were saying, okay, is your calendar in here? I want make sure I get one, and even wanted to pay me before they came in. And I said, no. I want to make sure I have them first because of the trouble with the postal strike and a few other things. That's why they were delayed with getting them in before. I should have had them before. But anyway.
Hey, they're here and there's just a few left. So it is not too late. They could pick up a calendar if they get in touch.
That's right. Absolutely.
And how can they do that?
They can email me at arobinson114@hotmail.com.
All right.
And actually, it's a.robinson114@hotmail.com. And that's probably the easiest way. Or if you can look me up on Facebook, it's Allison Robinson, and you can send me a message.
Perfect. It's a little DM there.
Yep.
Fantastic. So again, congratulations on this calendar. And again, thank you so much because you keep the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund in your heart as part of the donations with this.
Exactly. Yes. The proceeds go, I like to do something for the basket fund. And so this, the last couple of years has been very successful. So I like to donate the proceeds to that.
Fantastic. And you've got a donation here for the basket fund. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my gosh. Allison, thank you so much. Fantastic. And can we say it's close to the tune of $300? Can we say that?
Yes, you may.
Wow.
It's $300 at the moment.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. But again, we can make it even higher if you pick up a calendar and get in touch with Allison. We'll share all the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. Now, Allison, last time we chatted, was asking you what you were doing sort of over the holidays. You've already had Christmas get-togethers with your large family, large extended family.
Yeah, my sibling family Christmas we had on the 14th weekend. It's still my grandkids and that they're coming the 26th and 27th. And we are, you know, so it's going to be, you know, after Christmas, but that's okay. As long as I get to see my grandkids, that's great.
So. Perfect. Allison Robinson from St. Mary's. Allison, so great to have you here. All the best. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And thanks again for these Algonquin Park calendars for the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. We appreciate it.
You're most welcome. And Merry Christmas to everyone here at the radio station.